Hello.
Hi, it's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Okay, good. I'm good. Thank you. Firstly, I wanted to know if the assessment was scheduled.
Nope, no calls.
No one called. Okay. I'm going to try calling in.
I
Maybe
have a
I'll call in
question.
with you now. Yeah.
Who put him on Keystone Mercy? Because he was on Keystone Family.
That would probably be Maximus.
Who's Maximus?
Maximus is the company that gives the approval from the state, and
I
they
see.
will—they probably need to switch the insurance for the home care services. I'm not sure exactly why they did that. I would assume it was them, but I'm not 100% sure, honestly.
Okay. All right. So I guess I'd need to contact them and find out why his Medicaid services changed.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have their number?
No, I don't. Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
Sorry. It's 877-550
Hold on. 550
4227.
4227.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. All right. Thank you. Now you call somebody else now. Why aren't they
Yes, I was.
calling? This has been weeks, months already. Weeks, actually. And no call yet. And he's home now. It was fine before that we weren't getting any calls, but he's officially home now from the rehab center. And still
Okay, so
nobody's
let
getting
me.
help from.
Okay. Just a second. I'm gonna look this up. I'm gonna see if I could see anything here now. Okay, I'm looking to see that. I did want to also ask you about the caregiver.
Yeah, you sent me a text on that yesterday. I
Yeah,
responded to
yeah, yeah. No, I know. I want
it.
to,
Okay.
we have to find someone that can meet the right need. So we don't have the hours yet, but how do you think the patient wants to split the hours?
I don't know because we don't know how many hours he's approved for on a day in a daily basis.
Okay, fine. How about are there any pets in the home?
No, there's no pets. It's just him.
Okay, just a second. Anyone smokes?
No.
What kind of help does he need? Like meal prep, bathing, dressing, housekeeping?
He needs help with the housekeeping, help with the meal prep, light assistance with the bathing. Like he needs somebody to set the clothes out for him in the bath, set up the bathroom for him, and then he can go in and take a shower. and then, you know, help them, you know. Yeah. And then he's got the amputated toes, so every now and then he needs somebody, you know. He does get the groceries delivered to him, so, you know, somebody that'll put away the groceries when he gets there. To go downstairs to the laundry room and wash the clothes for him, put everything away.
Okay.
He's limited with his movements as far as going up and down. Check the mailbox for him. And then if he has doctor's appointments, somebody that can take him to the doctor's appointments.
Okay, fine. Okay, I just noted that, and we're going to try to find someone for him now. And let's call in to see who the service coordinator is and why they haven't reached out yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Okay, I'm going to call them. I'm going to call Keystone now to see if they have an answer for us. Just a second.
All right, thank you.
The medical emergency. Please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider. Sorry, I did not understand your response. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, say AmeriHealth.
Keystone.
If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a Community Health Choices provider, say CHC. Or if you are a CHIP provider, say CHIP provider.
Medicaid.
That's Medicaid. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Check eligibility.
All right. Let's transfer you for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
Please enter your Keystone First ID or recipient number. To hear that again, press star. To return to the main menu, press 9. Please enter your Keystone First ID or recipient number. Please note that we can only accept current or past dates. Today's date should be used for all future dates. If you would like to use today's date as the date of service, press 1 now. Otherwise, please enter the date of service for which you're confirming eligibility by entering 2 digits for month, 2 digits for date, and 4 digits for year. followed by the pound sign. To hear that again, press star. To return to the main menu, press 9. If you would like to use today's date as the date of service, press 1 now. Otherwise, please enter the date of service for which you're confirming eligibility. I could not find the eligibility status based on the information entered. To look up another member, press 1. To return to the main menu, press 9. To speak to a representative, press 0.
Are you still on the phone?
All right, main menu.
I'm here.
Okay.
For your convenience, you can now check claim status, eligibility and benefits, electronic remittance advices, member gap and care reports, and the provider directory for Keystone First online through Navinet. Please visit navinet.net today. If you are calling with questions or inquiries about payment or denial on radiology services, please contact the radiology benefit vendor at 1-800-642-2602. If you are a Keystone First member, press 1. For member eligibility and benefits information.
The system is experiencing technical difficulties. Please try again later.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. So I guess
Hi,
they hung up.
Is this Keystone?
No, she just said that the system is providing system is having a, you know, that they're busy and to try back later.
Okay, fine. I'm going to give you their number so that you can try to call as well, okay?
Okay.
It's 800-521-6007. This is Keystone, and they should know who your service coordinator is.
Okay. And I need to find out who the service coordinator is.
Yeah, so they could come for an assessment. Okay?
Okay, yep.
Okay, let me know how that goes, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.